Chapter 5, AI Transformation and Its Impact on Product Management. As I look to the future and imagine what's to come regarding AI products, I feel tremendous inspiration and optimism about AI's ability to help us out of some of the greatest challenges that face humanity. I moderate a monthly talk with women in AI called WAI Talks. Many of my questions during these monthly talks are recurring questions, largely centered on how the speakers broke into the field, what excites them most about AI, and what they wish others knew about their area of AI. There's a lot of beauty and insight from how the various women working in AI, from research to corporate to entrepreneurship, answer the same set of questions. One of our March 2022 speakers worked in AI policy at Meta. Because so much of her work involves ethics, we spent a great deal of time discussing the risks and inherent problems AI poses. After some time on that, I wanted to know what someone in her position looks forward to regarding AI. We hear so much about the promise of AI, and it's always nice to get a sense of what diverse sets of people believe AI will help us with. Her answer blew me away. She said that because her work focuses so much on the legalities, risks, and biases AI poses, it would be easy for her to take on a pessimistic view of AI and its effect on humans across the world. But this wasn't the case with her. She said she felt, more than ever, that AI will be foundational in helping us with the greatest problems humanity will face, from cancer to climate change to the social biases that plague us and keep us apart. In this chapter, we'll be discussing a few ways of AI transformation and cover ideation, building minimal viable products, or MVPs, and how to leverage AI for the common good as well as for commercial success. Firstly, we'll take a look at how AI will revolutionize our economic systems and how we relate to money and value. There will be broad brushstrokes here. Then, we'll take a look at the commercial level and how AI is fueling growth in MVPs. This will be an exploration into the kinds of integrations AI will enable at the goods and services level. The expansion of AI in how we're governed will be the subject of our third section, particularly the intersection of public citizen data and how governments will choose to use data on their own citizens. Our fourth section will explore the use of AI in healthcare. And finally, our fifth section will offer some insights into how AI is being used for the good of all and the fulfillment of basic needs worldwide. We will go into these macro-level trends to offer insights to product managers out there interested in creating their own products, or to those looking for opportunities to expand within the existing suite of products they currently represent. We will also be looking at these macro trends from the perspective of product managers that aren't necessarily overseeing a product, platform, or a suite of products, but who are product managers over their area of business or stakeholder teams. There are many manifestations of product managers, and the following sections will offer paths and inspiration to all levels of product managers out there that are interested in keeping an eye on the future to expand on how AI is being leveraged within their organizations. Every product manager has the ability to influence their business, their product roadmap, and the ideas that come forward as their organizations evolve. Remember that, as a product person, you are an agent of change. You have tremendous influence no matter your level. You are responsible for overseeing the commercial success and growth of your product, and you have a tremendous ability to inspire your business to evolve and embrace the technologies of the future. Use your power wisely and keep an ear to the ground to stay up to date on new ways to use your influence. With that, in this chapter, we will cover the following topics. First, money and value, how AI could revolutionize our economic systems. Second, goods and services, growth in commercial MVPs. Third, government and autonomy, how AI will shape our borders and freedom. Fourth, sickness and health, the benefits of AI and nanotech across healthcare. Fifth, basic needs, AI for good. Money and value, how AI could revolutionize our economic systems. AI has been no stranger to fintech, as well as our greater economic systems. We've seen the rise of cryptocurrencies develop in concert with this change in how the financial industry is operating. Smart contracts specifically have been a huge motivator for crypto and blockchain adoption. This isn't a book about crypto, but it does signal a change in how financial industries and economic systems are fundamentally operating. Artificial intelligence and machine learning are excellent tools for optimization, and there are few more compelling use cases for AI/ML than the optimization of profits. The financial industry has been leveraging quantitative analysts, or quants, for a long time. Quants do statistical and mathematical modeling for financial and risk modeling problems, and in many cases, it has been a profitable career for those that were interested in the sexiest job of the 21st century, academic data science, even before this term was made famous by Harvard Business Review in 2012. Modeling and risk minimization have been pushed into overdrive with AI, and considering the financial industry as a whole is people-heavy, the adoption of AI has been competing with human jobs. Let's take the example of trading and the use of algorithmic trading. This is the ability to program a set of instructions to account for different variables, such as volume, price, and time of day. In comparison to a human trader, an AI or algorithm can optimize for the purchase of certain shares and learn from successful past behaviors much faster. Deep learning can also be leveraged here, and the output of its performance can be used as input to further train the algorithmic trading platforms, which means that these complex systems can start to see patterns and recognize opportunities almost infinitely better than a human trader. There are, of course, other use cases of AI that have been helpful in the financial sector. Things such as detecting fraud, optimizing accounting, processing customer reviews, and assessing risk are all areas of financial services that have seen AI transformation. In looking toward the future, we also see tremendous investment allocated specifically for AI expansion. A 2021 report by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, predicts that by 2024, global spending on AI will reach over $110 billion. In 2020, it was about half of this predicted amount, and given the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, this trend toward AI adoption has been accelerated. Though there are often concerns about the black box nature of deep learning models, we do want to note that in performance-driven environments, such as trading, this isn't so relevant. Assessing bias and making sure algorithms are not autonomously making decisions that would impact disparate groups of people will always be relevant. And we have governmental bodies that are looking into the fairness of financial exchanges and market regulation. These governmental bodies themselves are embracing AI as well, toward the end of improving regulatory activities, surveillance and compliance more easily and faster. There are still limitations to the use of AI/ML, and modeling is currently being used in a capacity that still requires significant input from human staff. Scott W. Bogus, Acting Director and Acting Chief Economist of Division of Economic and Risk Analysis, or DRA, at the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, recently gave us a collective sigh of relief when he said, "While the major advances in machine learning have and will continue to improve our ability to monitor markets for possible misconduct, it is premature to think of AI as our next market regulator. Science is not yet there. The most advanced machine learning technologies used today can mimic human behavior in unprecedented ways, but higher-level reasoning by machines remains an elusive hope." From financial transactions to the exchange of stocks to the regulation of financial activities, we've seen a few examples in this part of how AI is impacting the industry as a whole. We'd like to end with a more philosophical view of what AI adoption means for the very concept of value, worth, and money from a product perspective. If you work in fintech and you support financial products, you're likely concerned with not only the value this will deliver to your customers, but you're also keeping an eye out for risks to the commercialization of your product. The financial examples in this section remind us of the importance of ideating use cases and products in a way that delivers value first and foremost. Whether you work in Web3 and blockchain tech, traditional banks, or in the regulation of financial products, you're looking to harness AI/ML in a capacity where your product is helping someone improve some outcome. Help comes in all shapes and sizes. As you're in the throes of ideation and looking to offer something the market needs, consider products that are helping someone to arrive at conclusions in a faster, easier, or otherwise more efficient way. Maybe it's making your customers more profitable or minimizing their costs. Maybe it's helping your customers predict future uncertainty. Maybe it's offering them a way to expand their generational wealth and gain financial independence. Maybe your offering is using AI/ML to best understand your customer through personalization. There is immense value in this too. If you're thinking about how to best leverage AI/ML for your products, think in terms of how you can best deliver revenue and value to your end users and your business. We find it best to think in terms of reverse thinking, which is imagining the final result your product will provide its users and working backward from that to craft a solution that fits that final result. Another great technique is using divergent thinking in your brainstorming during the ideation process. Whether your product is predicting, optimizing, or personalizing an experience for your customers, Try to imagine other scenarios and use cases in which your product might be helpful. Now is the time to be experimental with your ideations in a way that most influences your customers to see AI/ML's value most prominently. Once you have a few good ideas, you're ready to test. You can build MVPs that test out the effectiveness of those ideas in a way that communicates value and aligns the collective benefits of the target market you're serving, bringing commercial success. We will explore this in more detail in the following section. Goods and services, growth in commercial MVPs. Now the fun stuff. One of the great blessings of AI/ML is seeing just how creative we humans can get with it. In the previous section, we wanted to start with finance and business because this is the heart of the capitalist free market. Everyone is in the business of making money at the end of the day, and product management is, once again, an inherently commercial role. Let's take one step away from that and briefly explore the world of AI commercialization. What we mean by this is that various AI use cases are appearing across various industries and sectors. There are many to choose from, and we have no doubt someone out there will have all the fun in the world writing a book about all the creative and fun new ways you can use AI/ML across a wide variety of commercial industries, but here we'll only use a few key examples that we find particularly inspiring as promising early MVPs. In keeping with the theme of this chapter, we would encourage all product managers to keep up with promising developments in AI/ML products because this phase of AI adoption we're in is all about inspiration. This is the golden age of the entrepreneur, and nowhere is that more evident than in the startup world. Technologists from all ages would relish the opportunity to be alive today in the era of big data and AI. As we've mentioned previously, the earlier phase of AI was research-heavy and we were starved of data. Now that we have loads of data and a pretty good understanding of the models and languages we can leverage to make the most of it, we can actually apply it and do what humans do best, create. I had the privilege of being part of the Women in AI Accelerator in 2021, and after seeing all the candidates going through the program and the applications going through the process, from ideation to building an MVP, I found myself inspired by the creativity going into these nascent ideas. From optimizing building materials to scanning the internet for fake news, to robotics, to AI assistants advocating for women, BIPOC, short for Black, Indigenous, and people of color, and other marginalized groups, it seems like the sky's the limit for AI adoption. Earlier in this chapter, we briefly discussed personalization and ideation. One company that's leveraging reinforcement learning to better understand the tastes of its customers is a London beer company called Intelligent that's brewing the world's first beer brewed by AI. Or perhaps you're more interested in food, IBM's Chef Watson can already whip up a recipe for you using only the ingredients you have in your fridge. We're sure they can inspire you with a gourmet meal using only the pickle juice, mayonnaise, and leftover Chinese food floating around in there. Moving on to a different kind of recipe, AI is now being used to create perfumes with the help of a company called Symrise. Though a bit of a departure, taking the theme of personalization further, we are also seeing the rise of visual AI startups that will find items for you to purchase based on photos you capture, such as Camfendap. And let's suppose you want the ultimate personalization. For that, there's Replica, AI that gets at the deepest part of what makes us relate, an AI companion and friend who cares. Now, let's move on to a topic we think of as being uniquely human, the idea of AI making art. It's a worthwhile philosophical topic to ponder. Can we consider something art when it doesn't come from the tortured soul of an artist? We think we will come to find, increasingly in the future as well, that indeed we can. Sunset Memory by Poetry Potty. One in clothes, she wears destruction. As a female, it compounds daily, confusion. That is impossible to deny. The preceding poem was written with a neural net through a literary magazine, written by a machine called Curated AI. Take a moment to think about this. If you didn't know who it was written by, would you have doubted its artistic integrity? Does it matter in the end? Philosophical debates aside, we would be remiss if we didn't mention GPT-3, the most powerful language model we currently have, which was released in 2020 by OpenAI, who recently released ChatGPT and is actively working on the next generation model, GPT-4. ChatGPT itself has been the latest sensation, springing its own network of new startups that harness its vast capabilities. OpenAI's current evaluation is at $29 billion, and its ChatGPT functionality is being added to Microsoft's Bing search engine, launching a search engine war with Google. We will likely see new language models popping up to empower more creative applications of AI in poetry and writing. Another thing to note is the ability of AI to effectively convince you. What these powerful language models offer us as technologists, product managers, and customers is the ability to interact with a machine that doesn't feel like a machine. The use of these new language models and abilities will become more prevalent in the future as AI applications become more social. The ability of AI models to generate long-form text is huge. As language models get better and better, they'll be changing how we interact with all kinds of tech, simply because they're making it easier for us to interact with it. If people have the option to use natural language and effectively speak to a piece of technology in their own native language, they'll gladly take it. To sum up the arts, maybe it's music you want to create. There's a whole slew of music apps using AI to generate new music, such as SoundDraw, Jukebox, and Boomy, or lyrics, such as Audor. Or maybe we can explore the myriad ways AI has been changing how we optimize film schedules, promote films, predict the success of films, edit films, and even produce films. There is virtually no creative industry that's going to be untouched by AI in the future, which also brings up the importance of finding ways for AI to coexist with human artists. Will we see AI art rise to such prevalence that humans are left out in the cold? Or will human artists start to incorporate AI into the art they themselves create? Will there be a pushback on the part of consumers that then places a premium on human-made art, and will we see them get paid more for it? Time will tell. All these products started with an idea to create a product that could bring richness of life to consumers, and these product teams built MVPs out of these seminal ideas. An MVP should be released to market quickly so that you can start the process of collecting feedback on how your users are resonating and working with it, allowing you to iterate further through the production process. In many of the examples in this section, these companies built MVPs that they then tested, and they found an overwhelming willingness and curiosity from their target markets to the point where there are now many competing products for each aforementioned area. Building an MVP that you can test and improve quickly not only helps your own business, but also creates an even bigger market that attracts more competitors. Building an MVP is a tool to give you an early signal that you've got the right idea, market, and target customer base. This helps you to quickly and successfully balance the needs of your customer with your own commercial success. We can also call this product market fit. However, how does this change when applied to governmental sectors? We will explore that in the following section. Government and autonomy, how AI will shape our borders and freedom. It's not all fun and games. The immense availability of data and AI simultaneously opens us up to the risk of authoritarianism and the rise of oppression and the collective empowerment to combat threats to democracy across the world. At the moment, we have some striking contradictions of power and protection being exerted in very different ways, based on a system of shared societal values. In this section, we will be looking at how AI will be leveraged in governmental capacities and what it means for all of us as consumers and makers alike. Governments will increasingly need to focus on preserving their country's ecosystems and the fallout from climate change, and with that focus, there will need to be some degree of investment as well. The private sector can only do so much, and we hope that governmental bodies will use their influence for the betterment of their citizens. Let's take an issue such as voting, which, at least in the U.S., has seen many headlines during the last few presidential elections. Companies such as Microsoft are developing electronic voting systems, such as ElectionGuard, as part of their Defending Democracy program to allow for safe, secure, and verifiable voting processes in the future. AI also has a role to play in policymaking itself. There are several stages in which AI and big data can be leveraged to facilitate the process of legislating. We see a range of use cases where AI can be helpful at the legislation and policy levels. Pattern detection and identification of topics that constituents most want to address, the creation of analysis and forecasting at a granular level, the generation of data to support findings, the implementation and diagnostic feedback for how certain policies are performing, and ultimately, the evaluation of the ultimate effectiveness of certain policies are all ways AI can be immensely beneficial. If governments choose to partner with the private sector or invest in their own development of AI applications to address policymaking, we will likely see an expansion of the democratic process. On a broader societal level, we can see some novel applications of AI that will likely continue into the future. The alleviation of bias is something AI can help address at the governmental level, where policies are impacting varying demographic groups' intersectionality. Companies such as PwC are doing just that with their Bias Analyzer product. Part of the ethical conundrum of using AI resides with the issue of bias in algorithms, a topic made famous recently by MIT. Media Lab researcher Joy Bolamwini in the Netflix documentary Coded Bias. Joy has taken her work forward by building her own organization, and effectively her own movement, the Algorithmic Justice League, to continue this advocacy for algorithmic bias further. We're also starting to see companies such as Pipeline Equity that advocate for pay transparency and equity across demographics to minimize the pay gap and give organizations sound business proof for why they should invest in pay equity as well. By far, where governmental bodies are concerned, AI is the elephant in the room. Particularly, the use of autonomous weapons and mass surveillance are most controversial for understandable reasons. People want to feel safe, but they also don't want their privacy abused. I had the honor of speaking with Colonel Dave Barnes, Chief AI Ethics Officer at the U.S. Army Artificial Intelligence Task Force and Professor and Deputy Head of English and Philosophy at the USMA, at a virtual conference I participated in with Women in Trusted AI in 2020. The greatest insight from that conversation was the acknowledgement that every country is still grappling with how to most responsibly and effectively use AI and understand the potential harms and risks. There's much to be done across governments to set limits and understand the full capacity of how AI is leveraged, and we see more conversations about how to limit the negative externalities of AI in defense. Regarding autonomous weapons, the U.S. Department of Defense's principles of AI are as follows: responsible, equitable, traceable, reliable, and governable. This sentiment is perhaps best expressed by Air Force Lieutenant Gen Jack Shanahan, director of the Joint Artificial Intelligence Center. The complexity and the speed of warfare will change as we build an AI-ready force of the future. We owe it to the American people and our men and women in uniform to adopt AI ethics principles that reflect our nation's values of a free and open society. Societies aren't free or open if they're being controlled and oppressed. The same could be said for mass surveillance. AI can be used to empower governments to oppress and control their citizens, and it can also be used to keep them safe. Mass surveillance is also bleeding into the private sector, with many private companies choosing to use facial recognition, which is very difficult to opt out of, for something as simple as going to a theater or a bar. The recent AI Global Surveillance, or AIGS, index shows an increase in AI surveillance being used worldwide. The following is an extract from the Global Expansion of AI Surveillance by Stephen Feldstein. The index shows that 51% of advanced democracies deploy AI surveillance systems. In contrast, 37% of closed autocratic states, 41% of electoral autocratic/competitive autocratic states, and 41% of electoral democracies/illiberal democracies deploy AI surveillance technology. Liberal democratic governments are aggressively using AI tools to police borders, apprehend potential criminals, monitor citizens for bad behavior, and pull out suspected terrorists from crowds. This doesn't necessarily mean that democracies are using this technology unlawfully. The most important factor determining whether governments will exploit this technology for repressive purposes is the quality of their governance. Is there an existing pattern of human rights violations? Are there strong rule of law traditions and independent institutions of accountability? That should provide a measure of reassurance for citizens residing in democratic states. What does this mean for product managers? Well, for one, if you're in the authoritarian tech space, business is booming, no matter your politics. More importantly, it means that we as product managers have a responsibility to support and create products we believe in. Our input and involvement in building these products has massive repercussions, depending on the audience and whether you have your eyes set on governmental or military aspirations. You should think critically about the products you bring to market to see how you can combine the common good with your own success. These governmental examples also went through the process of ideating from building an MVP to releasing it and getting feedback. The only difference is these products are being administered in areas that affect public citizens, and we would say the responsible use and development of these products is the hardest area to get right when the potential impact is so high. Sickness and health, the benefits of AI and nanotech across healthcare. AI continues to be incredibly successful when applied to the medical and healthcare industry. Drug discovery and development companies such as Cytorisin, DeepCure, and Bullfrog AI help their customers find and analyze new molecular compounds to create novel drugs for some of the most pressing illnesses that plague humanity, shorten time to market for these new drugs, and assist with the patenting process. Companies such as Standim enable AI workflows to leverage AI through the journey of highly customizable target identification and lead generation. Before AI, the journey to discovering a new drug, conducting clinical trials, and bringing the drug to market might have taken upward of 10 years. We also see personalization and prediction being applied to personal care through the use of AI, which is particularly exciting when you consider the doctor shortage we're experiencing worldwide. Wouldn't it be nice to see a personal health dashboard where you can check your vitals on a regular basis through the use of nanotechnology and the analysis of data streams of your own personal data? Companies such as Bioformis are investing in this and are also providing patients and doctors alike with the power to detect illnesses and potential health-related issues early with their FDA-cleared BioVitals analytics engine. We can easily envision a scenario where companies start to build similar dashboards, customized for people with a specific illness or within specific demographic groups. Necessity is the mother of invention, and disability is also a huge area of healthcare that AI has been serving for some time. With the combination of robotics, computer vision, voice assistance, audio assistance, speech-to-text, and smart home tech, we have been applying and will continue to apply AI in contexts that can help individuals with disabilities related to sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, mobility, mental health, understanding, communication, and learning. A company called Parrots has created a medical assistive AI called Polly that's assisting people with neurological conditions. Polly helps its customers physically see the world around them better with 360-degree vision and navigate within their home or outside, offers real-time prediction by analyzing eye-tracking technology to anticipate needs, and facilitates the communication of needs, thoughts, and desires to the people around them. Essentially, it's a whole suite of products in one platform for a specific use case. Wheelmap is a crowdsourced navigation app that helps you find wheelchair-accessible routes, building on its knowledge through a community of users that participate in a feedback loop. Byte, a company that makes smart harnesses, has developed a product that fits like a backpack to assist blind and vision-impaired people with potential collision risks as they navigate the world. Mental health and suicide prevention are also areas we've seen tremendous investment in with the use of AI applications. I teamed up with a colleague from my data science program to create my dream product in 2020. It was a mental health-focused conversational AI that got to know you, established goals with you, and recorded your mood. We were interested in using AI to serve as a real-time journal and dashboard for self-reflection, with the option to share this data and dashboard with a therapist if you chose to work with one. Through the process of building the idea and MVP, we did our research and discovered other companies that were tackling mental health and suicide prevention in their own ways. Companies such as ResolveX are using AI to work with suicide hotlines to eliminate manual and administrative tasks so that the workers can focus on the human on the other end of the line. Wobot developed a chatbot using cognitive behavioral therapy techniques to help people battling depression and anxiety. In healthcare, we see a similar mission-driven element to the ideation, MVP, and release cycle. But the good of all is once again the main focus because, as is often the case, these products can have significant repercussions for users and customers if the products themselves haven't been thoroughly tested and if the downstream effects of using these products haven't been studied. While it's always important to get the right idea and a working version of your idea out there to test with users, in healthcare use cases, it's imperative that all areas are strongly accounted for because you're dealing with people's health and safety. Basic needs, AI for good. One thing that really struck me about the data science and AI/ML community when I first joined was how communal it was. My prior career was in sales and account management, and I took how competitive it was for granted. I was struck by the benevolence of the community. There were so many open source projects you could get involved in. You could put your projects up on Kaggle and win competitions. You could find an almost infinite supply of solutions to problems on Stack Overflow. I found a lot of success reaching out to people who shared their perspectives on their area of AI. Never was this more apparent than when I reached out to potential speakers to host a panel or a workshop to teach others. It makes this field all the more compelling because if you do want to focus on a particular AI solution, you can find lots of friends along the way to join your cause and support you. You'll likely see the term AI for good used by organizations that look to use AI for some social or humanitarian cause. Many of them work with other companies, schools, governments, and NGOs collaboratively to address certain causes. AI4Good.org has worked on smart cities, Workforce Diversity, AI Ethics, and Economists for Ukraine Projects alongside the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. The UN itself has the International Telecommunication Union, or ITU, a specialized agency for information and communication technologies that has its own AI for a good year-round platform to host volunteers and serve their communities as well. There are more ecosystems, such as Omdina, Datakind, and TeamCore, that look to collaboratively address humanitarian causes as well. Microsoft, H2O.ai, Google, and IBM also have their own AI for good initiatives. Saving ourselves from ourselves is big business for AI, and there are many companies that put humanitarianism in their business model. Using a combined passion and entrepreneurship to bring products to market that also benefit society on some level. Companies such as Peat are able to help farmers in insecure areas better maximize their yields with their product Plantix. Ad hoc collaborations such as the One Loci made with Facebook to create a pop-up water charity are appearing more and more. Sustainable food distribution and urban farming projects are being powered by AI, where companies such as Square Roots and Bowery Farming can dream of a world where agriculture gives back more to the people and planet than it takes. Bringing products to market that affect people's access to basic needs is one of the greatest expressions of AI products we see out there, and we want to remind you of the importance of divergent thinking here with regard to ideation. Where AI for good is concerned, we are barely scratching the surface of what AI can do, and we would recommend people who enter this realm as product managers focus most of their attention on the ideation phase. Practice the use of divergent thinking. Hone in on the end result you're looking to achieve with AI, and use this as your guide in your ideation phase. Building an MVP will come with its own considerations, and you're already crafting this offering for the benefit of all and combining it with a way to create commercial success with your tool, so you can really take your time with ideation. This is by far not an exhaustive list in terms of the future of AI, but I believe it's representative enough of where we're heading to offer those in AI product management a few insights into a few major sectors that shape our world through AI. I honestly could go on and on. My hopes were to offer a window to the future for the technologists and builders reading this to better conceptualize how AI can be leveraged in varying capacities across industries. The strategic side of product management requires big picture thinking. I'm a firm believer in the interconnectivity of ideas. One use case in one industry can birth new ideas in another. The elegance of tech lies with those that can apply technologies in new, faster, easier, and better leveraged ways. The biggest contributor to my interest in building a career as a product manager was the big picture, strategic element. I don't want to be an entrepreneur. I'd rather lead the fundraising, pitching, and administration to more entrepreneurial types. I first and foremost want to build products that help people, and it is my deep belief that technology enables us to do this most efficiently. Summary. This concludes part one. We started with an introduction to AI and the infrastructure required to support it, went into the weeds of model maintenance and the particulars of ML and deep learning, saw a mix of applications and business model examples of AI products, and concluded with a glimpse into where AI is going next. Part 2 will expand on the AI native products themselves by focusing on what it takes to understand, ideate, create, and productize AI. We will also explore how AI products can be customized and how performance can be optimized, as well as going into some examples of common pitfalls and successes a product manager can run into with the AI native product. In the next chapter, we will be looking at what areas are essential when you're building an AI native product. We will be looking at the particulars of managing a product from the ground up, with certain AI considerations and what product managers will need to account for as they begin the process of ideating, building an MVP, and ultimately, launching an AI product. The chapter will be primarily for those that are entrepreneurial and are looking specifically to ship products that will meet the needs of their market using AI. AI is often discussed as an integral part of the fourth industrial revolution. But when we consider just how many facets of our world and our businesses AI will impact, it's easy to see why we are constantly returning to the gravity of these terms. We know that we will continue to see more novel ideas of how to harness AI, and that's what makes this period of AI implementation so exciting.